Okay, good evening, everybody. We are 1 week away. Tonight, in 1 week, we will not be sitting, having a Zoom share in a Siva Shalom on Pesach. We will be sitting at the Heilige Seder with the Rebbe Yehuda Shalom, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to Nisim and Nefoyis for ourselves, for Klal Yisrael. And it is a night of Nisim and Nefoyis, of miracles, of wonders, of so many opportunities in bracha, and really our goal has been the past couple of weeks to prepare ourselves so that we properly take advantage. We're prepared to really take not only advantage, but to utilize the Seder as a night of tremendous growth and to seize the moment, so to speak. So tonight we're going to talk about, this is actually a longer parak, a longer mimer, a longer chapter. So I'm going to skip around, but I want to get to the basic gist of it. And that is that the night of the Seder Pesach is V'roish Kol Moedus. It's the beginning, it's the head of all other Yomim Tovim. Says in the Siva Shalom, Yesh Lavar, we should explain, Mal Itzumo Shel Chag HaPesach. What's the essence of Pesach? Asher Kedivrei HaPaitan, as the Paitan says, V'roish Kol Moedus Nasas Pesach, the head of all of our other Yom Tovim, we have Pesach. The Hanu should call Moed Hashana Yonkim B'chag Pesach. The rest of the Yom Tovim, of the holidays of the year, gets sustenance. Yonik literally means are nursed, gets sustenance from Pesach. Kigufa, we know Basar Rei Shagar. We know that the head pulls us the body. Pesach is the head of the Yom Tovim, and the rest of the Yom Tovim follow that. After Torah, Ubir Inyan, Yisro Dehinei Anu Korim Lechag Hazeh, B'Shem Pesach. We call this Yom Tov Pesach. Even though the Torah is not called Pesach, right? What's Passover called in the Torah? It's called Chag HaMatzos, the Yom Tov of Matzos. Why do we call it Pesach? If I go to the average Yid, the average Jew, certainly the average Gentile, but I've been interviewed more than once on television about Pesach, I'd say it's the holiday of Matzahs. They probably know what Matzahs is, but they would never, ever known that the biblical military name is Chag HaMatzahs. So why do we call it Pesach? V'hatam, Passover, V'hatam, Yibreish to Pesach, Hu'al Shema Dilag. Pesach comes from the language of dilug, of jumping, of skipping. She said, "Ikar hanes az." The main thing was of Pesach was the passing over, the jumping. Not though what typically people think, but as the Arizal says, people usually think that we Hashem passed over the houses of the Jews that night we left Egypt, the time. That we who put the blood of the Egyptian god on our door, we sacrificed their god publicly, put their blood on the door, and therefore the plague of the firstborn, the Makas Mechers, we were spared, we were passed over, that's for sure true. But the Arizal says something else. This is the Arizal that the Achizas Hachitzainim, Haisa V'das Dizir Ampim. This is a Kabbalistic thing, which when we want to do things, let's say we want to do something spiritual, there are things that pull us down, right? We call it klipas, chitzayinim, things that block us from doing what we want to do. We're spiritually, we have a lot of spiritual baggage because of previous decisions, previous things we watched, saw, heard, did, acted upon. That those deeds or being in an atmosphere which is, you know, not conducive on many levels, block us from accomplishing what we could, and should, and want to do very often. And at the time we were at such a low level, you know, we couldn't get out of there. We were like, it's like, let's imagine all the people who are currently listening, you know, many, many more hundreds actually will listen to this call eventually, or more. So, let's say we who are listening to this a week before Pesach would like to, you know, not waste 1 second of Pesach and not you know, or to the highest level, whatever. We would like to do that, perhaps. We're all looking to grow, but we can't do that because we're pulled down based on certain realities which we were born into, in the world that we're born into, certain decisions we made. And even though we're going to do a lot of good, there's still things that pull us out. Well, the Jews of Mitzrayim have been slaves, had slave mentality. They had been exposed to all kinds of vices, and they were walking and talking like Egyptians. Okay, they had been assimilated to an extent by the culture around them, and therefore he's saying it's in a Kabbalistic term, the chitzenis, that the spiritual negativity that I created was on a zir ampin, on a level which we couldn't have got out. Therefore, for a shaykh klal. It was not, you know, again, the Geula, the redemption, was not merely, you know, an Abraham Lincoln type figure letting the Jewish people go, you know, freeing the Jews. It was to go to Mount Sinai, to Har Sinai, and have the Torah to become spiritually redeemed. That was not feasible. Therefore, Chasher Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu legal as Yisrael, when the Jewish people wanted to free us spiritually, not just physically, not just get us out of the land of Egypt, it came with because it was a huge jump. We went from a very, very low spiritual level that night in Mitzrayim to a way higher. It was a jump, a tremendous jump. Because if we would do the typical Madrigal's level, it was like stairs, you got one stair, another stair. Right, you go stair, it would take a very long time. But we left that night. So we jumped from this low stair all the way all the way 56, you know, all the way up and got out of there. That's what happened that night. It was a night where we just jumped. You know? Imagine if I could give a crude example. You know, you see a guy, you know, I'm fortunate over there to be involved with people's for coming from no background to observance or increase in observance or from no background really to even serious observance. And it doesn't happen overnight. But imagine if a guy walks into the show, comes from Santa Cruz, you know, with a ponytail, and he says to me, like, Rabbi, I want to learn Torah. I want to learn the Torah, you know. And also I say, you know, what's your name? He says, Todd. It's nice to meet you, Todd. What's your last name? Make sure he's Jewish now. Markowitz. Todd Markowitz. Nice, very nice to tell you. Todd Markowitz. His mother's Jewish. I get the whole story. Okay, Todd, what's your Jewish background? Rabbi? I don't know anything. I had a bar mitzvah. I said, what did you do the bar mitzvah? I had a party. And what did you do? A synagogue? Not even a synagogue. I just had a party with some Gentile singer lady. Like, and Todd, you know, did you have any family observance? You know, once in a while we'd go on the high holidays of Rosh Hashanah to hear the trumpet blown. And, you know, when I was younger, we went to my grandma at the Seder. And I remember, you know, there was a basketball game on in March. And we had matzah and everyone was cheering the basketball game. And somebody had someone was really religious at the table, he had matzah. And, put away the bread also, but we just had matzah and bread. I said, wow, Todd, dude, very interesting. I want to learn Torah. And he tells me the whole story. And boom, imagine Todd, you know, Todd has a long way to go. Todd has no aleph, he has no beis, he has no mitzvahs, he knows nothing. He knows nothing. So imagine I took Todd, said, Todd, let's learn aleph. And that night, learn aleph and beis and chomish. And all of a sudden, by the end of the night, Todd, you know, walking with a black hat, has a Gemara. The Gemara says, you would think that's nuts. But by the way, that's so unhealthy. It can't happen. It's so unhealthy. Now, it wasn't exactly that because we had some knowledge. But we were at a really low level. We like went, whoa! That's what happens. That's where you go, a jump. Right? That's a leap. It's a huge leap. And that's what happened to the Jewish people. That we skipped many, 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 many steps. Now, I'm skipping a little bit, as I told me skipping around over here, because I want to get as much as we can. And this idea, which we just discussed before, the reason that we jumped, Hashem jumped, allowed us to jump on the night of Pesach. And on the name that we call it, Pesach, which illustrates, you don't call it Kagam Matzos. Hamram is which alludes to this jumping. Kevin Sheikar Gula of Chosoyitzis Hitzrayim, that the main Gula of Mon redemption and the foundation, the essence of the leaving of Egypt, is this idea of Diluk. Besfiras Hayonas on the upper world, we jump spiritually above, and in our service, Ki Israel b'Mitzrayim, the Jewish people in Egypt were such a level, Kazesh Efil Malach I Efshe Hayat Laharilev. It wasn't shock for any of Hashem's angels, so to speak, to do the job and get us out of there spiritually. Biosim Kol Kach Meshukayim. The Mem Teshayitu, we're such on the lowest level spiritually. The Mok. Mem Teshayitu Mok. Virak Ayidei Dilag, and it was only because of this jump, and I skipped a little bit, but where he said it, which came from above, Hashem's love. His Eres Ahava, his love for us, his ultimate love, which was called Israela, Esusu de la Ela. Was above abundance of love, allowed us to sort of tap it spiritually, and that love, it was mechasa, covered kol peshayim, covered all of our iniquities. That's how we're redeemed. V'zeh ma'ashenechtav, the pasuk says, zochar es hayom hazav, remember this day. Remember this day. We're always remembering Egypt, right? Because it's the foundation of Yiddishkeit. It's the foundation. We're not talking about this tonight. Of divine providence, of Hashem's love for us, Hashem's care for us, that we're never stuck. That Hashem runs the world and all the physical world and all. Right? It's the first of the Ten Commandments. I, Lord your God, who took you out of Egypt, we've discussed before. Ani Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tisech Meretzam. Zachar Hashem Azeh, Asher Etzasim, Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. Ki Bechoizek Yad, Hashem took us with a strong hand. He took us out. Says in the Shalom, Yish Davri, Choizek Yad. Choizek Yad is like, I had to yank you out. I had to pull you out with a strength of an arm. It was effort. Frech didn't see the Shalom, asked the Siva Shalom. Vichesh Davar Kashla Fanam Yisbarach. Is there things which are challenging, difficult for Hashem? Is it hard for Hashem to get us out? The Chavanas Chayzik says with a strong hand, he took us out means. We're trying to illustrate, we had to be jumped up. We are at the bottom of the stairs and we were going up to the top of the Empire State Building right away. We just jumped, like even the elevators. Everyone take the Empire State Building, they go up like 50 flights, and you gotta go get out of the elevator, go into the next set of elevators. Here we were at the bottom, we just jumped to the top, you know? We like jumped all the way up instead of walking step by step. Up there. Shimnei Shafal Matzavim, because our low level as Jewish people, we did not merit to be redeemed. Not freed as slaves, not spiritually redeemed. Virak, it was a chayzik yad, it was a strength of Hashem, so to speak. Obviously, that he did it, like he said, es eschem al kanfi nesharim, put it on the wings of eagles that I brought you to me, so to speak. Valdas Shapirish Maran and Mor Beis Avram, as one of the early Islamic rabbis said, based on the Gemara in Pesachim, that when the Gemara says that Kashin Kriyas Yamsuf, it was something that was as challenging, as difficult as the splitting of the Red Sea. What do you mean? The Kasha is it challenging for God? God is omnipotent, all powerful. If Hashem wants to destroy the world in a millisecond, we're only as much as Hashem wants us. We mean it's hard, challenging for Hashem. It means it's not challenging for Hashem. It means if the challenge is based on where we are, for us to receive it, right? That we're not there, right? It means for us it was a challenge. And therefore it says, it's to illustrate, we're to splitting of the sea, or even by Shaduchin, right, by marriage, this hardest place because you have to take two people from the whole world, which means, in theory, you and I shouldn't find the Shidduch, where there's millions of people. How do we find the right person, right? That's the ultimate challenge for us. So to speak, it's this caution, it's challenging, but for guys, it's nothing. But here means, just like by Shaduchen, or by splitting the Red Sea, the Red Sea, or the leaving of Egypt, where we were on floor one, and then at night we just broke all rules and were thrown to the top. That's why it's the kasha. Uvizeh miyuchad chag haPesach, and this is the uniqueness of Pesach. This is the uniqueness of Pesach. Listen carefully. It's good you came on just for this, right? In all other Yom Tifs, if you want to steig, you want to grow in Sukkos, you want to grow in Shavuos or in anything, all the other Yom Tovim, Shmini Atzeres, Purim, whatever, all have opportunities to grow from. But it all starts from you and I. We have to go step by step. There's some ladders, you can skip some steps, but intrinsically it's step by step. And the reason it is, it's Isu'usa Vatata. We start from below, and there's a spiritual flow, and we gotta tap into it. If we make the efforts, we can tap into it. But the first day of Pesach, and Chutzos, we have to an extent the second day, but the first day of Pesach, it comes from above. We're gonna skip steps. We can skip steps, Pesach. And a week from now, you and I can jump. We can't do the rest of the year. Ke'inyam Toivim, who is Eris, Avas Hashem, Gimel Panim B'Shana, it comes, Hashem loves us, and we have to make the effort, and we can tap into it. If we do what's right, we can see Hashem on the Yom Tovs. But Pesach, which is the head of all other Yom Tovim, all other holidays, it comes from the night of Pesach, the Avas of Hashem, the Isrus, the Leila. And this Chag, right, that if we do our requisite amount of preparation and come in, we can skip steps from all this Isu'usa V'Leila. Because all of Hashem's love for us, we can literally jump up. We can literally jump up the ladder way faster, way more quickly. V'nei b'chol dor v'dor, in every single generation, we discussed this previously. Chayiv Adam, Haggadah says, the Talmud says, and Haggadah brings it down. In every generation, a person is obligated to see themselves. Kilu hu yatsa b'mitzrayim, that we are leaving from our personal Egypt, right? Our personal Mitzrayim meets our boundaries. So the Jewish people, halavai, we should be zeicher with all that's going on in the world to have a geulah shleimah this Pesach, a full redemption. Hey, we should all be in Yerushalayim. We won't need Elal or Delta or United. We won't need TSA agents or ICE agents. We'll pick your pick, right? Yeah, we'll be all there, and we'll offer the Korban Pesach. But beyond the national redemption, there's a geula for you and I, for each one of us, for the limitations that we're usually pulled down by, that we're usually stuck with, that we usually are challenged in the tribulations. And then that love, that opportunity for geula to skip steps is there. As the Rav Nachum in Chernobyl, it's Rav Nachum Tversky, the Tversky dynasty, all these Rabbi Tversky and the Hasidic Rebbe's, it all came from that. The Morei Nayim, Rav Nachum Chernobyl, was one of the earliest Hasidic Rebbe's. So, Shalulei Chag HaMatzos, Rav Nachum Tversky, Rav Nachum Chernobyl, Rebbe said, B'chol Shana said, Lo'ay, B'efshar La'adam L'schatzik, B'chash Baruch Hu, if it wouldn't be for Pesach, we wouldn't have the opportunity to strengthen us to serve Hashem. Cherekasim Orimer, the Pasuk says, Lil Shimuri Mu, it's a night of we're watched over Pesach. Lahaitzia mi eretz v'sraim, hu alayla azet, to take us out of Egypt. Excuse me, l'chol b'nei Yisrael, l'dereisim, for the Jewish people, for all generations. Hainu, l'chol hadereis, for all, you could read it, the Pasuk, the first say, you were redeemed for all future generations, or no, every generation. Kol Duras, every generation, and for every yid, l'chol b'nei Yisrael, l'chol matzah lehem, Right? Wherever we are, we're in our challenges, we can't imagine that we're stuck, there's no way, no how, it's just a reality, I'll reconcile with it, I'll accept it. On a normal day, you should probably, you know, to an extent, be reconciled and work, chip away with things. But Pesach, don't reconcile. Tonight, we can get out, we can dive in, we can push ourselves, we can jump up. And we can tap into the revelation of the abundance of love of Hashem's for us, Hashem Bachar Banu, who chose us. Ubni Bukhari calls our child Bukhari, and covers over all iniquities. Shayideze, through this, all the things which usually chain us up. Halayla Hazeh, the night of Pesach, is a once a year opportunity where Hashem reveals Himself to us. And with the night where Mitzrayim was punished, with Makas Becheres, again, the end of the go, bringing all the things that happened that night, you know, Sennacherib's army falls, etc. The Reifel Yisrael, the Gulam, at the same time as the Mitzrayim was getting punished, we were healed. We were redeemed, spiritually. We jumped from floor one all the way to the top. The same night where the Egyptians were punished and the firstborn died, killed, the Igdashti, I sanctified, all my children of Israel. And for the power, the opportunity, the holiness, the love of the first day, night of Pesach, we can bring geula, redemption to ourselves, b'chol matzavim, in all situations. Ki leil shimurim hu, because again, it's a night of shimurim for the Jewish people, for all generations. V'inei Maran, Nachum Milchovitz, one of the early rabbis, or b'inei Amuna, we talked about Amuna. Shigam kasha Yehudi inei Marash, let's say something the Jew just doesn't feel. You don't feel that faith. You don't feel the Amuna. Alav Lahamin, you have to know, ki b'pnimius nav shamayim. The truth is, deep down you believe. Every Yid has in their core is a believer. Yeah, there Yid, every single Jew is a believer. So, ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. V'rak sh'ovim machasim etzlo. Like that light, that sun is there, but some clouds blocking. Clouds. You know, I recently, somebody sent to me something to watch about these people. What are these, like, websites? You know, today, things that, like, on YouTube, everyone speaks for everything. so the people off the derech, literally, who grew up very religious, who were no longer observant, all of them had trauma, severe trauma. And the one thing I got, they were messed up, unfortunately. I looked at them, they didn't look like normal people. A lot of pain, a lot of hatred, unfortunately. But there were clouds, there was trauma there. It was not a lack of belief. They were hurt by people, by life, by their situations, whatever. I felt watching all these people with their bad mouthing, everything about Judaism, their Hasidic upbringing, whatever it was. I felt terrible for them. I felt they were traumatized. You know, they had terrible life challenges. That's nothing to do with faith in God. I mean, obviously, if you had faith, you can overcome trauma, and whatever reason they were not able to. But deep down, it's there. That the pain is because there's really belief. That's the truth, right? And the hatred is really, at some level, is because, and that's a really extreme case I'm talking about, where people were very badly hurt through either marriage or for parents or relatives at school, or whatever it may be. There's a lot of pain there. But that pain is this cloud that covers the real faith. There's really a light of faith. Every Yid has, every single Jew has, even when you don't feel it, even when you're on YouTube blasting your upbringing and everyone else around you, right? It's there. It's literally there. That's, again, I'm picking the whack, crazy cases. You and I who are Baruch Hashem didn't have these people's experiences, and we love Hashem, we can feel Hashem, but sometimes, you know, it's a little bit more covered. Even if you don't feel it, right? Let's say you come to Pesach. Now, I just want to stress. I say this all the time. Somebody asked me about the Seder. I said I never leave my house for Seder. I'm when I go to some random place for Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah, you know, the Seder, you pick your Seder. Do you want to eat out lunch? Go if you pay Seder. Seders, you have to have the best possible place. When you're thinking about a Seder, you pick your best opportunity, the best possible place for you to be successful in connecting to Hashem. The most spiritual, the place we're going to talk about a Seder, not about Iran and the war. I mean, there's a place about Iran and the war. It's very serious. Not about ICE or Trump or basketball, where they're, you know, hitting baseballs. You know, nothing like that. Okay, for those who don't know, I know about basketball. I realize this is a bigger crowd that listens to this class at this point. Right? You know, whatever it is, your Seder should be real. And you're looking... You're looking for that. You want that, right? And you and as always, you know, reiterate what I've said previous years. Daven at the Seder. You should be daven. There's 2 points where, you know, it was customary where it says v'nitzak in the Seder. Stop. And those who've been to my Seder, I always stop there. And also v'kan haben shel. There also right before Manashtana. V'kan, and hear the son ask. People daven. Daven for all your needs. That's the time. Right, you have a need. So let's say you don't feel it. Let's say you're not the best Seder. For whatever reason, it's there. Just tap into it. It's just some clouds. If you just dive in and you feel it, you'll tap into it. Comments are obviously, you know it's there. You know Hashem loves us. You can break through those clouds in Pesach. You know, I mentioned these kids who are trying. It's on my mind. It's just so sensitive to me, which was pretty heartbreaking, to be honest. But these kids, you know, when you're raw, you deal with this. Kids who are distanced from their parents distanced from their children, relatives. Like it's when you see those type of cases, but the love is always there. I mean, the normal cases, it's just they don't feel it. It's there. Yeah, and by Pesach, that Jew who doesn't feel it the rest of the year, for whatever crazy reason. It's there for the taking. So abundant that it's there. Therefore, listen to this. Therefore, since the Shalom, how do we start the whole Seder? How do we start the Haggadah? What are we saying? Halach, I won't say because I don't want to spirit, but I say Halach Ma'anya. Right? This is the bread of the poor person. Right? Matzah, we invite everyone to come to our meal. Shekfar Niska Shalom Farshah, because it sounds a little interesting. Where this is how you start the whole Seder, by the way, you know, the meal, who's coming now? Everyone's at their Seder already. And the time of the base of the Mikdash, of course, you have to be part of a set group. Because the Korban Pesach, you have to pick your Korban Pesach before a Shechta, your group. So what are we doing? So, different answers, but one of the things is Merumas, it hints to the Gilei Ha'aras, the revelation, the spiritual revelation of Hashem's love and of bracha on the night of Pesach, she ka'amor, as we discussed, it comes from above. It's that shefa, that divine flow, that blessing is just so, that love is so abundant. No, there's no like this of the earth. On the night of Pesach, not even if we're on the first floor, we can get to the way top. We become Tad. Tad becomes Baruch Ber, whatever, you know, Yitzchak Elchanan, you know, Chaim Leizer, like, you know, Tad can go from the lowest to one of the great sages, Chaim Riska, right? That, it, not according to where we're right now, it's there. Usually, these divine connections, spiritually, Kabbalistically, happens usually. The starting point is mitzvahs, good deeds, ma'aseh tov, and tefillah. This starting point on the night of the Seder, akash azeh hinam kematana, it's a gift. Hashem, if we do our requisite, it's tremendous abundance for us to tap into, to jump stairs, flights, floors, buildings. V'azeh onim bal hagadah, after bal hagadah says this, what do we say in the beginning of the Seder? It's we're acknowledging the gift. Ha'ara shiras in the Shemayim Lamas, so this gift which we call lechem ayni, which we're poor. We're coming with our lechem ayni. right? What do we have? We're mitzvah, we're matzah, we're impoverished, we have nothing. We have no deeds, we're 4.5 level of tumah, no malach can get us out of there. The chitzayim is so great that Hashem, we use the lashon kasha, our yad chazak, a strong hand, it's a yank us from the bottom floor all the way to the top with this, with the love, because that's what we're holding. So what do we say at Halach Manya? Every year, we start, hold over the door, every year, every single year, we say, Halach Manya, I'll call it, kol dichvin, anyone who wants his needs, come to Pesach. You want to, you're a pauper, you need a place, you need to grow, you want to go somewhere, come to the Seder. You want to take advantage of the night, come to the Seder. Shulil Pesach is Dilo. The whole name of Pesach is to jump. The whole essence of Pesach is to jump. The whole essence of Pesach is where we can jump. We're poor coming in. We're on the first floor. We're in the beginning. It doesn't look, it's a lifetime's work. We're not going to get there. But Pesach, you can jump. Come to the Seder. And come, don't just physically be there. The whole thing is dealing. The whole name of the yom is dealing. It's jumping. You can get the gift from the Ora Gadol, even though you're not deserving. You're the pauper coming in, knocking on the door without the merits. Umisayim, and how does the Halach Manya finish? We say Hashtahach. Now we're here, right now, right? Bechinas lechem oini. Where everything has to be a gift from above, because we're undeserving. We don't deserve to be at that spiritual level or that personal, emotional reality. But we say, but we can get to there. We can get in Eretz Yisrael, but Arad Yisrael, with Mal Arad Yisrael Hashem, which comes to this Matan of Al Yudei. It starts with Amura B'Kedusha. We need to know that Kedusha is there, that night of Seder. The Amura Kedusha, with the belief of what the opportunity of the Seder is, that we're inviting others and ourselves to come to the Seder. The night when we could jump it, the word Pesach is. V'zeh Shekas, I'm asking again, B'resh Kol Ma'adis Nasasa Pesach. And we get the head of all Yom Tov is Pesach. That we need, why is that Pesach head? To be in the zeshal agiloi, she Hashem ulokeinu, that we have to know that Hashem is our God. Oil chagah Pesach al kulana, she kol mahusu shel Pesach. The whole essence of Pesach is this revelation of Hashem's love for us, which allows us to fly high, to jump from our kamal she amar lehemoshu so kiv she chavetz Hashem go alchem. Eno mabit. I'm not going to look at where you're at. You can go higher and higher. Rabbi Isai, 1 week from tonight, we're going to start the Seder. Halach Ma'anya. Right? Wherever we are, whatever our station, wherever our dream, right? In the night of the Pesach, with Hashem's love, if we take advantage of it, we can jump and accomplish things we never could have imagined. Right? We are fortunate, we are blessed to have such a night of the year. We should be zaycha, all of us, to have a personal or group or a personal gula for ourselves. We should jump higher than we could have ever imagined, feeling Hashem's love, and we should be zaycha as a people, as Klal Yisrael. We should all be jumping to Shalayim and HaKadosh, and here we are made to zaycha the Karim Pesach with Gans Klal Yisrael. We wish everyone a chag kasher, a samech, only simchas, only bracha, only dam.